Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To the outside for the touchdown. That felt more like Ravens football.
It sure did.
Derrick Henry, 111 career rushing touchdowns. He just passed Sweetness, Walter Payton. Second down and long, faked the handoff from his own end zone. Williams has time. Downfield, intercepted! Wiggins steps in front. And the Ravens come up with the big play defensively. Henry in the backfield. Handed to him. Henry bounces off. Gets to the outside. Henry! He's got the angle. Touchdown, Ravens!
Very proud of our guys. Very excited for the outcome. Also, very impressed with the process. Sometimes the outcome you can't always control.
So you heard the highlights, courtesy of CBS. Ian Eagle on the call. Derrick Henry, a couple touchdowns. Nate Wiggins with a huge interception deep in the Bears' end. And just like we called it over the weekend, Tyler Huntley would temporarily save the season.
Yeah.
The Ravens beat the Bears 30-16 with Tyler Huntley at quarterback. Oh, and the Orioles have themselves a new manager, and it's not Tony Manziello. So,
and it's not Scott Service, and it's not Pujols, and it's not Rojas,
and it's not Bob Melvin,
and it's not Ryan Flaherty.
No, and for what it's worth, people in the industry seem to like the hire. So after what seems like weeks of a bad, we actually have a day, and the sun is out, Jason. The sun is shining.
Got a lot warmer today too. We had that little chill through the weekend.
So we got good going on, and the Ravens play again on Thursday.
A lot going on all of a sudden. Yeah. When we last left here Friday, if we would have said Lamar's not going to play, they're going to win by 14 anyway, and somebody named Albernaz, what's his first name?
Craig
Albernaz is going to be the new manager. And that's how we're going to start the show on Monday.
Yes.
I think we all would have been dumbfounded.
By the way, Bone gave me a great stat in the press box yesterday. Tell Jason how many times the Ravens have scored 30 points in a game during the Lamar Jackson era when somebody other than Lamar plays quarterback.
Yeah, they're 4-12 heading into yesterday. One time. Yeah. And that was the Packers game where Huntley, was arguably his best game
counterpunch,
of his career, going back and forth with MVP Aaron Rodgers. But in those 16 games, the Ravens offense averages 15.3 points per game.
Put up a 30-burger!
Yeah, this league is nothing if not unpredictable. And it's crazy because while all that's going on, the Browns are still running a youngster out there who's got no business starting an NFL football game right now.
And Miles Garrett gets five sacks,
but Dylan Gabriel's taking intentional grounding safeties in the end zone, and they're getting emasculated in the second half by the Patriots. Joe Flacco scores 38, and it ain't enough for the Bengals. And then, by the time the Ravens players get home and turn on the TV, they watch a second half meltdown by the Steelers.
Not good for them.
So everything turns up better than anyone could have expected or forecast for the Ravens. Now they obviously have to take advantage again at just a couple days from now. But if you're going to have to play two games in 5 days, and you might as well do it coming off a bye,
where
you got all that time to rest. So the opportunity is there. Can they take advantage of it? Yesterday, look, it wasn't necessarily a Mona Lisa, but it was gritty.
Mm-hmm.
It was tough. They won in the trenches, which hadn't been going on. They obviously overcame adversity, which hadn't been going on, from Lamar being out to Ronnie Stanley having to go out for a while. How about the Bears' first couple drives, just pretty much doing whatever they wanted.
But it looked like the defense pre-bye.
It looked like, oh my God, the middle of the field's open for business, like even worse than before. It looked like Roma Dunzier might have like the kind of day that Gigi forecast for Puka Nacua.
Yes.
It's like, if they throw it to him 25 times, he might catch 22.
He was right? Cooking Wiggins early.
That's what it looked like. And then it's like, well, wait till the quarterback starts running on top of all this. And the defense shuts him down, and the offense plays enough ball control. On a day where the offense was not robust running the football, they were good enough to keep having the opportunity to run the football, which is really all they needed. They got 35 carries or whatever. Like, they got there. It didn't matter that Henry didn't go off. And they finished red zone drives on the ground, which they haven't been able to do. And they did it without Lamar. That's a lot of positives.
Yes. I also think you can – that game boiled down to – you had the Bears coming in on a four-game winning streak, and they had forced 15 turnovers in those four games. They had the best turnover differential in the NFL heading into that one. We know the Ravens. They had the second worst turnover differential, and the Ravens won the turnover battle. And that Nate Wiggins interception was one of, if not the biggest play of the football game.
By the way, the decision that Harbs made to not go for it on fourth and five, and he talked about it after the game, we'll get to that, to take the delay, trying to draw him off, take the delay, and then Stout with a great punt. Great. By the way, low-key, and we talked while you were out last week, Bone, who we'd say is playing good football, the punter and the kicker are two of those guys.
Absolutely.
So Stout has a great punt, and then they force the pick.
Yes.
That's a huge turning point in that football
game. Yeah. I mean, for me, as much as all this other stuff, and look, finishing drives with Derrick Henry, getting Derrick Henry his carries, Snoop, yeah, look, he got away with one or two but those balls hitting the ground and not being picked off. Snoop was an excellent game manager. Played far above and beyond, I think, what anybody who's watched him lately could have reasonably expected. He outplayed Caleb Williams for me. Like, that's vital. But take all that aside. If they don't pin him deep there, if Wiggins doesn't turn him over there, I'm still not sure they win that game.
By the way, the defense, and I say this as a compliment, I think they were average, but they've been so bad all year. Average was good enough. And after the first quarter, which you alluded to, Jason, where they essentially got dominated like they've been all year, they bent but didn't break.
Exactly.
And after that, they did a decent job. They made a couple of adjustments, and they made some stuff.
They were fine.
The Bears ran 22 plays in the first quarter.
22
it was
in disgusting.
The first quarter.
I thought they were going to get blown out.
Yeah, me too.
They had the ball for almost 13 minutes.
I want to go back to Tyler Huntley. We've seen him play a bunch. He has started a number of football games in this league, whether for the Ravens or the Dolphins. That's the best I've ever seen Tyler Huntley play. That was the best.
Shockingly good.
The decision-making running, except for maybe he runs into his own guy, gets up, and like if that's any other player, and they have all these nebulous rules about quarterbacks giving themselves up, if that's any other player, that's a fumble and it's Bears ball. Like he handed the ball, but you know the quarterback's allowed to give himself up, so it's a dead ball. But he was fantastic.
It was the best passer rating of his career. And I thought something that we've all been skeptical about with Tyler Huntley over his career, he was pushing the ball downfield too.
Yeah.
How about the throw to Bateman to open up the second half?
Yes.
That was a big time moment. He was decisive. He was throwing with anticipation.
It'll come in my six pack, spoiler alert, but I thought Monk called a great game yesterday. Oh, yeah. And then the addition of Keaton Mitchell late, like you pound with Henry, pound, pound, pound. They might be a little tired. Now you got a guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can hit the edge.
Look, that it was the collective gutsy outing, coaches, players, that they needed. They it was nothing short of season saving, especially given the way the pendulum started swinging in the first quarter. Good on them for bowing up and bucking up and fighting to keep themselves relevant. And again, all the other results came in pretty much better than you could have scripted. Even the way the Bengals lost, boy. And I mean, and now Hendrickson's out again. Like, it's just like a lot of things fell into place.
And Jay, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I know the Bengals don't like to buy, but maybe with this loss, maybe they start thinking about selling a little bit. When you lose a game to the Jets, you're not supposed to lose.
Now, I doubt it. 3-5, they're still in the mix. I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if they traded anything of substance away. And I don't think they're going to add much either. I mean, look, they think if we tread water, Joe Burrow is going to come in and make us a if we can score 38 with Flacco, what do we score with Burrow? So the O's have a skipper. And like, hey, good on them. I'm glad it's not Manzolino. I knew it wasn't going to be anybody more experienced than the GM. I knew it wasn't going to be anybody with a pedigree. I knew it wasn't going to be anybody with ties to Buck Showalter or ties to that era, which frankly was more successful than this era has been. So this if you're going to tell me it's not Manzolino, create a profile for who it is, it would be a 42-year-old who's done a lot in the minors but never managed in the majors, who's been with a small market team that's overachieved at least to some degree, who was probably a former catcher like Hyde, makes sense, like a lot of great managers become. And it's going to be somebody off the radar.
And by the way, you say he doesn't have a major league managing pedigree, but it seems like whether it was with the Giants or now with the Cleveland Guardians, and Stephen Vogt raves about this guy. So, like, he has – I was talking to somebody this morning who said he's very much – he compared him to Flaherty in that he's old school and analytics combined, but he doesn't have the connection to Buck Showalter that Brian Flaherty has.
So, hopefully he's empowered enough to.
We'll see what the coaching staff
do
looks
what he
like.
Can do. Yeah. Oh, it's going to. They'll be changed. I'd be stunned if there's not sweeping changes.
Manzo here?
I think Rock already said that Manzo is not.
Okay. No, Manzo's not going to be. I don't think many.
That's news to Bellway Ben.
I don't think
good news.
Any of them. I mean,
I think Rock reported
that. Maybe a pitching analyst or maybe one of the. I don't think many people are going to be around.
Huge show, and actually, it's a good news Monday. We'll be talking all about it guest wise. It's our usual Monday guest. We'll talk to our friend, IA Hall of Famer Jonah Schaefer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner at 4. And Cordell Woodland just got off the air, but he'll join us with his thoughts on Ravens and maybe some Orioles at 5.
A lot to get to.
Coming up next, though, we haven't had the opportunity yet to discuss what was a bizarre situation with the Baltimore Ravens and their injury report. Some necessary roughness about their anyway, it's Lamar Jackson. Is he full? Is he limited? Is he going to play? Is he not? It's necessary roughness next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.